This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Kharka with the news. The headlines first. Mini truck accident in Tinpipli, Kathmandu kills two persons. Dry landslide disrupts Beni Jomsom Road linking Mustang. And plane crash in Kazakhstan kills at least 14 people. Now the news in detail. Two persons have died in a mini truck accident at Tarkeso Municipality 3 in Tinpipli in Kathmandu this morning. According to a Metropolitan Police Post Tinpipli, the accident took place at 10:30 a.m., killing driver and helper on the spot. The mini truck was on the way to a dumping site of Okrepowa in Nuakud along Pasang Lamu Highway for the disposal of garbage. Sub-inspector of the Tinpipli Police Post Raisam Thapa Magarinpum that the deceased are helper of the mini truck, Kamal Lamsal of Galchi Rural Municipality in Dhading, and driver whose identity is yet to be ascertained. The Beni Jomsom Road linking Mustang with National Highway has been disrupted since this morning. Transport service has been put out of gear on this 76-kilometer Beni Jomsom Road stretch due to the occurrence of dry landslide at Guitebir in Annapurna Rural Municipality 3. Indra Singh Sherchan, supervisor of the contractor company of Beni Jomsom Korala Road project, said excavators are being used to remove the rubble of the landslide that occurred yesterday evening. Vehicles and two and from Mustang via Beni have been stranded on the road due to traffic disruption. This has troubled local people, pilgrims heading and returning from Muktinath and other domestic and foreign tourists. The meeting of Federal Parliament under the House of Representatives called for today has been postponed for 1st January 2020. It has been stated that today's meeting could not take place as the ruling Nepal Communist Party failed to decide its candidate for the Speaker of the House. The next meeting of the Federal Parliament is scheduled for 1st January at 1 p.m. Minister for Energy, Water Sources and Irrigation Birsaman Poon has informed that the compensation distribution for those affected by the construction of Budi Gandaki Hydropower Project would be completed this year. Minister Poon, while responding to the queries of the members in today's meeting of the National Concern and Coordination Committee on the National Assembly, said the price of the disputed land would be increased and compensation be distributed. He further added that the resource collection talks and framework would be prepared next year. The state government is set to launch a campaign Daughter Insurance Week to reach out its benefit to grassroots levels. The campaign will be run as part of the Daughter Education Insurance on the state government's popular program Educate Daughter, Protect Daughter. The government had announced insurance package to distribute to the education of daughters born in State 2 since 15 January 2018. However, it was not implemented well due to human resource grants. Reviewing this sluggish progress, the government decided to run camps in every local levels to provide insurance. The Contact Office of the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA Nepalganj, has received a majority of the complaints related to local levels. A total of 433 complaints have been filed at the Contact Office during the first 5 months of the current fiscal year 2019-20. Around 50% of the complaints are related to local levels. Office Chief of CIA Nepalganj Ganesh Ghimre said a total of 130 complaints are related to federal affairs and 85 related to education sector at local levels. The District Administration Office Doti has issued order to remove sausages to seclude girls and women during menstruation in the district. The administration office has directed for the removal of such structures, asserting that action would be taken against those keeping women at sales during menstruation. A district-wide campaign has been put in place to dismantle the sausages used for dehumanizing women during the period. The administration has requested all local levels to cooperate the bid for removing sales in rural areas. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. At least 14 people have been killed after a plane crash with 98 people on board crashed in Kazakhstan. Airport officials said the Baker aircraft went down shortly after taking off at Almaty Airport today morning, local time, smashing into a building. At least 60 people were injured, including children, who were taken to hospitals later. Flight Z92100 was en route from Almaty, Kazakhstan's largest city, to the capital of Nur Sultan. Almaty's airport said there were 93 passengers and 5 crew members on board. It said that the plane lost its height at 7:22 local time before striking on a concrete barrier and crashing into a two-story building. The airport later published a list of 60 survivors who were being treated at hospitals. The number of people killed by a typhoon that battered the Philippines over the Christmas period has risen to 28. Officials said Typhoon Phanfun, which made landfall on Tuesday, caused severe floods and destroyed homes in several provinces. According to the National Disaster Risk Reduction Management Council, 20 people remain missing. The typhoon led to the evacuation of more than 50,000 people and stranded thousands over the holiday period. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has claimed a huge win in a vote that challenged his leadership of Likud Party. Party figures show about 49% of Likud's 116,000 eligible members voted yesterday. Challenger Gideon Sar conceded defeat, saying that he would now back Mr. Netanyahu in March general election. The internal party vote was seen as the test of Mr. Netanyahu's hold on power at a time of mounting difficulties. 70-year-old Netanyahu faces trial on bribery and corruption charges, as well as third national election within a year. Previous elections held in April and September saw Likud deadlocks within the centrist blue and white party, with neither able to form the government. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin for this hour, but before wrapping up, deadlines once again. Mini truck accident in Thimphu, Kathmandu kills 2 persons. Dry landslide disrupts Beni Zomzom Road linking Mustang. And plane crash in Kazakhstan kills at least 14 people. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlinedailynepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.